Some fifth canto, chapter 24. Sukadeva Goswami gives description of the universe. Time is short, but directly to the millimeter, where one planet is situated. In this world, there are 14 planetary systems. Beneath this Bhulok, this earth planet is called Bhuloka, or Mrityuloka, the place of birth and death. Because this planet Earth gives a great result if you take birth here. Because in the heavenly planets, beneath above us are seven planets, Bhuvalok, Swargalok, Janalok, Mahalok, Tapalok, Satyalok, and Brahmalok is the top part. There is so much enjoyment there. How are you going to chant the holy name? It's completely impossible. You might as well forget it. There is so much material enjoyment in the upper planets that it's not possible to become renounced or to fix your mind. And in the lower planets, Atal, Vital, Sutal, Talatal, Mahatal, Rasatal, and Patal, also there's so much happiness there, but of a hellish type. It means materialistic enjoyment. And in the very bottom is the hellish planets. There's so much suffering there. How are you going to chant the holy name? If you have stuck you in a boiling pot of oil, how would your bhajan go? Therefore, he describes the 14 planetary systems, how far one planet is from the next. He says, in the subterranean heavenly planets, there is even more enjoyment than in the upper planets of the demigods. There is a very, very high standard of material sensual pleasure there. But the residents of those worlds are very much attached towards illusory happiness. So he describes the description of those planets. There's so many fruits and flowers, rivers, transparent water, fish, everything is there. But everything is very subtle. This earth planet is very gross because it consists mainly of earth, but the upper planets consist in degrees. Some are created by the mind, mental platforms, some are intellectual platforms. Some consist of false ego. Some consist of water, fire, air. That much subtle the element is, that much more enjoyment there is. So, here Sukadeva Goswami explains the field of pious activities and the field of sinful activities. If one performs good activities, one becomes elevated to the higher planets. There one will enjoy a huge lifespan. So much enjoyment may be there. But he describes here, afterwards, a little bit about the subterranean heavenly planets for your interest. In Atal, that is the planetary system beneath this earth planet, the residents have 96 types of mystic perfection. In earth, even a perfect yogi can only have 8. Anima, what is it? Mahima. Becoming smaller than the smaller, bigger than the biggest. The yogi can walk on sunlight. By mind, he can bring something from a distant place. The yogi in the earth planet can only have 8 mystic cities, but in the Atal, everyone has 96 mystic perfections. There, the women are called Swarinis. Some are called Kamanis, and some are called Pumshalis. If a man enters those planets, the women give him a drink which gives him great sexual power. And together with the women, they enjoy there for thousands of years. In this way, both enjoy sexual enjoyment to their full satisfaction. There's no old age, no body odor, no tiredness is there. The man considers himself to have the strength of 10,000 elephants. Vijay is wondering, where's the travel agent for this place? But even there is death. They forget about death even there. In the planet of Vital, there is great wealth there. Everyone decorates themselves with huge amounts of gold and jewels. They live very happily there with their wives. Beneath the planet of Vital is the planet of Sutalok. There Bali Maharaj is living. Therefore, he describes the heavenly planets where one goes if one performs good activities, feeding the poor, building roads, wells, planting trees. But we should know that all our activities are being witnessed. If you perform sinful activities, you will also have to get the result of that. Therefore, Sukadev Goswami describes the hellish planets. Family favorite of mine. Therefore, Sukadev Goswami says, some say there are 21 hellish planets, some say there are 28. He describes them one after another. And Kali Yuga is most unfortunate because everyone is performing these activities. Very rare to find someone who is not doing at least one, two, or what to speak of all 28. Therefore, this all has a reason. I'll get to the point behind this whole description of the universe. The field of pious and impious karma. Therefore, these planets, at the time of death, all of us will go to meet Yamaraj. Yamaraj, we've met him thousands of times, but we always forget. There, he has complete record of every activity you've performed. Every action has a reaction. We should not be so foolish to think all our activities are not observed and we won't get the reaction. Therefore, Yamaraj, he sees everything you've done according to that much you've done pious, that much you've done sinful activity. He gives your next body, your next destination. Therefore, the planet of Yamaraj is called Pluto. That's where he lives. What's it called again in Sanskrit? Huh? Sandhyapani. What is it called? Sandhya? Sanyamani. That's the abode of Yamaraj. Therefore, those persons who have performed great sinful activities, they will also be punished. At the time of death, the soul is taken, covered by the mind. They go to Yamaraj in a subtle body, not this gross body. And then Yamaraj, from there, he sends them to the next detonation. If a person is performing pious activities, their mind will be one consciousness. They get a gross body to enjoy that consciousness, a suitable body for a suitable mind. If one performs sinful activity, he also has a certain consciousness. He gets a body for that. That is called Danda Sarir, a body meant for punishment, not for enjoyment. Therefore, quickly I'll go through. If a person simply works day and night only for material happiness and simply to maintain his family members, but he gives no thought towards others or to speak of spiritual life, at that time he may knowingly or unknowingly perform some violence to others, or to speak of all the kebab shops, Kentucky Fried Chicken, McDonald's. If you look at most businesses, most have a relationship with some type of sinful activity. Right? There's a liquor store, a cigarette store, selling drug paraphernalia, selling contraception, sex toys, God knows what. Very rare to find someone who has a completely pure and sattvic way of living. Very hard to find. Therefore, someone who engages in bad activities to maintain their family members, they are put in the hell of Rauroth. So just like in this life, they have given pain to others for their own enjoyment. That time they're put in the hell is called Rauroth, and there they are chewed by animals. The hell known as Maharauroth is compulsory for a person who maintains his body by hurting others. In this hell, animals known as Kravyada torment him and eat his flesh. But he has a subtle body, therefore no matter how much they eat him, he's not finished eating for that much he's performed bad activities. For every hair on the cow you kill, that is 10,000 years in Maharauroth. So think about that next time you go for a Big Mac. One who, only for the satisfaction of their tongues, boil animals alive. They're put in the hell known as Kumbhipaka. Don't take the kids there for the vacation. There is a big pot of oil burning and they are thrown in there alive. But because they have subtle bodies, they do not die there. They roast there, experience pain, but do not die. One who kills a Brahmin, a spiritual personality, they're put in the hell known as Kalasutra. That is like a copper wok, 80,000 miles wide. There is burning in the sun above and hot burning from beneath. He runs everywhere, but he cannot find any shade. Everywhere, sometimes he lies down, he burns. He cannot find any rest. One who kills a Brahmana goes there. Sometimes he lies down, sometimes he sits, sometimes he stands up, sometimes he runs here and there. He must suffer in this way for as many thousands of years as there are hairs on the body of an animal. If a person deviates from the path of the Vedas in the absence of an emergency, right? Sometimes there is an emergency, what can you do? But emergency is not the rule. Therefore, one is starving to death, one may take flesh, but that's an emergency. Therefore, in absence of an emergency, one who deviates from the rules of the scripture, he is put in a hell known as Asipatravan. There, everywhere he goes, he is beaten by whips, and there he tries to escape them by climbing up trees with sharpened swords. They catch him and pull him down. He cries, "What shall I do now? How shall I be saved?" This is the punishment of one who deviates from religious principles. The Buddhists have exactly the same idea. If you read the Buddhist scriptures, there describes one by one also these same 28 hellish planets. Because the Buddhists took everything originally from the Vedas, even though they don't give credit. That time, a king or a government official who takes a bribe, who punishes an innocent person, or who inflicts corporal punishment on a Brahmana, is taken by the Yamadutas to the hell known as Sukaramukha. He's putting a big press and they squeeze the juice out of him. This is the result of punishing a faultless person. One who kills insects, by the arrangement of the Lord, low-grade animals like mosquitoes are forced to suck the blood of others. Such insignificant creatures are not aware of the pain they cause to others. One who squashes them is put in a hell and those same mosquitoes come and torture him. One who eats and never offers food to others, including guests, he's put into another hell. He's put in the hell known as Krimiyojan, a family favorite. There is a lake 800,000 miles wide, full of stool and urine. He's thrown in there and the worms eat him alive. A person who, in absence of emergency, robs someone. He is put in the hell known as Sandamsa. His skin is torn away by red-hot tongs. A man or woman who engages in sexual intercourse with an unworthy member of the opposite sex, someone who is not your wife, they're put in the hell known as Tapta Surmi. They are forced to embrace the red-hot image of a woman or of a man. Person who engages in sex indiscriminately, even with animals, is put in the hell known as Vajrakantaka. Therefore, he is tortured in many ways. What, you want to hear what they do to him?
Come on.
You guys are as sick as me. They put him on trees and pull him down, and the sharpened leaves tear his body to pieces. One who doesn't follow his proper responsibilities in life, he's put in another hell called, what's it called? There is a big river full of stool, urine, pus, blood, hair, nails, bones, marrow, flesh and fat. And he's eaten by big crocodiles. A low-grade man or woman who lives like an animal, who has no good behavior, cleanliness or spiritual life. They are thrown in the hell known as Puyoda, which is an ocean filled with pus, stool, urine, mucus and saliva. They are forced to drink that. One who hunts innocent animals by dogs is put into another hell known as Pranaroda. There they tie him to a target and the Yamadutas shoot him full of arrows. One in his life who is very proud of his position and sacrifices animals needlessly, he's put in another hell called Visamsa. A professional thief or a taxman who plunders unnecessarily, he's put in the hell called Sanamayadan. There, 720 dogs with teeth as strong as thunderbolts chew him. A foolish member of the twice-born, a Brahmin who forces his wife to drink his semen, he's put in the hell known as Lalabaska. There he is forced to drink an ocean of semen. A person who gives false witness is put into another hell, blah, 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 blah. One who, a Brahmin, one who's taken initiation who drinks liquor, he is forced to drink boiling hot liquids. A low-born, abominable person who thinks, I am great, and thus does not respect others who are senior to him, is thrown headfirst into the hell known as Ksaraka Dharma. There he suffers greatly. Therefore, Sukadeva Goswami describes in brief the 28 hellish planets. Hellish planets, Kijay. If you're thinking of becoming a little weak in your spiritual practices, just crack open the fifth canto. It's a great inspiration for all of you. We should not think these things are imaginary. Therefore, Sukadeva Goswami, what has he done? He's given a complete definition of the whole universe, the destination of everyone. So Parikshit Maharaj, who is hearing very carefully, he becomes very much inquisitive. So he says, but Gurudev, you have very clearly described the planets and the living entities who go to them. But this is Kali Yuga. Therefore, most persons are engaged in sinful activities. Where's the girl in white gone? Oh, there you go. What's your name, sister? In the green? What's your name? Amber. So therefore, this Kali Yuga, everyone is doing bad things. Everyone taking some meat. Everyone taking some intoxication. Everyone engaging in illicit sex. Everyone engaged in gambling. Everyone engaged in lying. Pretty, you know anyone who's not engaged in those activities? You know someone who's not doing all those things? Yeah. All our buddies are there. Very rare in Kali Yuga to find someone who's not doing bad things. Therefore, Parikshit Maharaj, who is very compassionate, he asked Sukadeva Goswami this question. But Gurudev, now is Kali Yuga. Therefore, please tell me how a human being may become free from going to hell. Therefore, Sukadeva Goswami tested him by giving him this answer. My dear king, if before one's life, before one's next death, whatever impious activities one has performed must be atoned with by proper methods in the scripture, as described in the scripture like Manu Samhita. If one does not perform some penance, he will have to undergo terrible suffering as I have described to you. Therefore, before one's next death approaches, as long as one's body is strong, one should quickly adopt the process of atonement. Otherwise, his sins, his time will be lost and his suffering will increase. As an expert doctor treats a disease according to the severity of a disease, one must undergo atonement according to the severity of one's sinful activities. Understand, Amber? There's a book, every religion has this. If you perform a bad activity, the Catholics go to priest, Father, I'm very sorry, I did this and that. The priest says, okay, chant 50 Hail Marys. We all have, the Muslims do that by following Ramadan. Some penance to become free from sinful reaction. Therefore, the Hindu scriptures also have that book called Manu Samhita. We heard on the first day, Manu Maharaj, he gave that rules and regulations for human society. The same happened. This is called karma. The idea, if you perform some bad karma, you should perform some good karma to neutralize the result. Okay, Haridas? Where's Haridas? There he is. Still alive there, following? Therefore, this is called the process of karma. If I do some bad, I should do some good to become free from the result. Therefore, Parikshit Maharaj, sometimes the Guru tests us. Therefore, Parikshit Maharaj said, Gurudev, I cannot accept this. Because a man, he knows sinful activity is wrong, but he has done it, he does it by force, because of his past impressions, his past consciousness, his past acquired nature. Very difficult to act in a way which is against your nature. And this nature is acquired because of our previous births. Therefore, how you can change it? Therefore, even though a person who knows that stealing is wrong because of his past impressions, his past samskar, He is forced to steal. Therefore, because he is forced to steal because of the impressions in his heart, he steals, he is punished. But after his punishment, what's the first thing he does, Rishabhdev Prabhu? He does the same thing again. Therefore, one may know that sinful activity is very wrong, and he sees that the criminals are punished. But, nevertheless, in spite of such knowledge, one is forced to commit sins again and again and again. Therefore, what is the value of so-called atonement? Just like when an elephant, the elephant is very dirty, he goes in the river and takes bath. But what's the first thing he does when the elephant comes out of the river? He rolls again in the dust. Or horse. Not so many elephants here in America. When the horse takes bath, when the horse comes out, the first thing he does is become dirty again by rolling in the dust. Therefore, the criminal is punished. He performs some atonement. When he comes out, the first thing he does is he acts in the same way again. Therefore, useless. Therefore, this is an example. Sometimes a spiritual master tests the disciple. Sukadeva Goswami was asked the question, how can one be avoid going to hell? Sukadeva Goswami said, by performing process of atonement, the process of karma, but Pariksit Maharaj rejected. It's not true. It doesn't work. So, in the pastimes of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the same thing happened. There was one devotee called Subhuti Roy. Subhuti Roy was a great, powerful landholder, but great devotee of Krishna also. He ordered one Muslim boy, foreman, dig one well. That boy made some mistakes. Subhuti Roy became angry and beat him on the back with a cane, whipped him. Then he left one scar on his back. That Muslim boy became a very powerful king. In fact, he controlled the whole of Bengal and parts of Orissa. His name was Hussein Shah. Have you heard of Hussein Shah? You know how cruel he was? He was the youngest of five brothers. He asked his father, I want to be king. Then the Muslim king said, how you can be king? You have five older brothers. Hussein Shah said, just wait here. He came back with a tray in 15 minutes. He lifted up the lid. The heads of his four brothers were there. I took care of that one, didn't I? That's how he became king. Even though he was so cruel, his wife noticed that upon his back he had a scar. The wife was asking, what happened, what happened? But Hussein Shah would not tell. Then finally the wife squeezed it out of him. Oh yes, when I was a boy I was beaten by Subhuti Roy. The wife said, you should put him to death. But Hussein Shah, who killed his own brothers, he would not kill a devotee like Subhuti Roy. So much affection he had for him. The devotee is the well-beloved of everyone. Therefore, Krishna, Kirtana, Nana, Gatana, Vatane, Kalavisani, Katro, no, what is it? Krishna Kirtana Gana Natana Paro Premam Ritambo Nidhi Dira Adira Jana Priyo Priyakaro Nirmatsaro Pujato Radha Krishna Padaravinda Bhajane Samne Namataliko Vande Rupsanatana Uriguryago Sajiva Gopalago. The Goswamis were loved by everyone because they had no envy. Therefore, even the devotees loved them, even the rascals loved them because there's so much affection to everyone. Therefore, Subhuti Roy, he is a pure devotee. Even the cruel-hearted Muslim king had so much affection for him. Therefore, Hussein said, how I can kill Subhuti Roy? Subhuti Roy is like my father. So much affection he gave me. His chastisement is like the affectionate chastisement of a father. But the wicked wife, the blunt knife, she was torturing him. No, put him to death, put him to death. Hussein said, I cannot put him to death. Then finally, tears, the last weapon. She said, at least make him into a Muslim. All the present-day Muslims in India, in Pakistan, in Afghanistan, in Indonesia, in Malaysia, where they all come from? They were all converted from Hinduism, Sanatana Dharma. They didn't come from outside. That time was very easy to make a Muslim. You just throw water on their heads, and by touching the impure water from a Muslim, you became a Muslim. Hussein Shah called Subhudi Roy threw water on his head, he became a Muslim, joined the Al-Qaeda. Therefore, he was very much sad. Therefore, Subhudi Roy was rejected by his family. He left everything. Actually, he was really happy. Been trying to get away from those guys for years. He went to Varanasi. In Varanasi is the place of great learned persons. He asked the Brahmanas, please tell me what is the process of prayaschitta, or atonement for a Brahman who loses his caste and becomes a Muslim. So the Brahmanas checked in the Manu Samhita. They said, well, it says you can become free from that sin by drinking boiling hot ghee. Subhudi Roy said, what's option B? Then some other Brahmanas said, well, actually, you don't have to do anything because it was an act. You had no choice in the matter. Therefore, Subhudi Roy was confused. What should I do? What is the process of purification for my sinful activity? Subhudi Roy was living in Mathura. Even though he was very wealthy, he left everything. But he realized, without serving the devotees, I cannot achieve any auspiciousness in my life. Therefore, what service did he do? He used to go to the forest, cut some firewood. He would sell the firewood for 6 anna, like half a rupee. With 1 anna, he would eat some chickpeas and keep himself alive. And with the rest of the money, he would use to serve the devotees. Because most of the devotees of Gauranga Mahaprabhu come from Bengal, they cannot eat tortillas, chapatis, pita bread. They cannot digest it because they eat rice. Therefore, when the Bengali devotees would come from Bengal, there was too much suffering in Mathura Vrindavan. Therefore, Subhudi Roy used to use all his money to buy rice and yogurt for them. And he would give them massage. Just see, such a great person, but how much he is serving the devotees. By good fortune, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came there. Subhudi Roy asked him that question. I was a Brahmin, now I became a Muslim. How I can free myself from that sin? Then Mahaprabhu smiled. The devotee never does anything. The devotee never takes shelter under any other process except devotion. Who's making that noise? Therefore Mahaprabhu said, no other process is there. Vidhi purushchaja diksha apekshana kore jivaspasha achandale sakali udare. The holy name is so powerful it doesn't need any help from anyone else. Just chant the holy name. Therefore the guru tested, what is the process? He gave the process of karma. How you can become free from karma? By doing more karma, Amba. Is it possible? How you can become free from karma? By doing more karma. You cannot. It's a false idea. Therefore, Prikshit rejected it. Therefore, Sukadev Gauri Goswami gave him another idea, the process of jnana, the process of meditation. Therefore, he said, my dear king, the path of impersonalism, spiritual death, becoming one with God or becoming nothing, both is the same idea. Advaitavad, Mayavad, the process of jnana. My dear king, if a diseased person eats the correct food, he becomes healthy again. In the same way, if one follows the process of knowledge, he gradually progresses towards liberation and becomes free from all karma. Tapasya brahmacharena samena chavadamena cha tyagena satya socha bhyam yamena niyamena va deha bhag buddhijam dira damagya sodayanvita kshiptanti agamahadapi benu gurma nivanala. This is the process of liberation. Trying to merge in the existence of the Lord or trying to finish one's existence by nirvana. This is the process of jnana. Understand, everyone? Amba? Understand? Okay. Therefore, Prikshit Maharaj said, you follow these things. Brahmacharya, become brahmachari, become celibate. Tapasya, perform some austerities, meditation. Samena cha, damena cha, be equal to everyone. Tyagena satya, sochabham, renounce material enjoyment. Satya, sochabhyam, be truthful and clean. Yamena, niyamena cha. Like in yoga, 8 processes of yoga, yam and niyam, some things to do, some things to avoid. Dehavud abhigyan dira, become sober, give up the identification with the material body. Follow religion, If you do all these things, all your sins will be burned to ashes like a forest is burned by a forest fire. Understand? If you do all these things, then all your sins will be burned to ashes completely. But Pariksit Maharaj is very clever. He said, Gurudev, this is also not true. Why? Because the forest may be burned to ashes, but when it rains, what's the first thing that happens? Kishore. The roots come out again. Therefore, externally, you may finish all the activities of the mind and senses, but the root is still there. That root will come out. Therefore, kechit kevalaya bhakta basudeva parayana agam dunvanti kachnana nihiramaiva bhaskara. Therefore, Pariksit Maharaj rejected the path of impersonalism, meditation, brahmachari, telling the truth, all these secondary things he rejected. No, Gurudev, this is not true. There we see yogis, they fall down. Because there are five types of ignorance, five levels of ignorance. Oh, come on, brain. What is it? What we are presently experiencing in this body, what's that called? What's it called? Come on. That karma that we experience in this body. Huh? Prarabdha karma, thank you. Prarabdha karma means what I'm experiencing now. How tall are you, Radhika? 5'4". Why? Why are you not at 6'3" or 4'2"? Your karma. Her past activities have made that form that you have now. How much do you weigh? More or less, you know. You have a certain weight. Were you smart at school? But you weren't the best, right? Some were more intelligent, some were less intelligent. Wealthy family. Everything that we experience, even our beliefs, our way of thinking, our present situation, our body, whether I'm wealthy or sad, whether I have money comes easily, whether I have friends, whether I have enemies, all this is our karma that we're experiencing, therefore prarabdha karma. But what's going to happen in the next birth, Radhika? Aparabdha karma, that means the karma which it hasn't manifested yet. Maybe your karma is you're going to win Powerball. Of course, as a devotee, you won't buy a ticket. But that your karma is coming, or maybe you're going to be run over by a semi-trailer. The karma which has not manifested yet, which is waiting, that is called aparabdha karma. Beech, no, kut. Kut means the seed of the sprout of desire. Right? Just watch your mind for half an hour. What are you thinking about? I'd like to kill him, bash his head in, steal. Or sometimes the mind is thinking of some good things. I'd like to feed the poor. I'd like to dedicate my life for the benefit of others. You know, I'd like to do some good things. Therefore, the thoughts that are coming in the mind, both good and bad, what are these? These are the sprout of karma. But the seed, what's the seed? Therefore, you may burn everything to ashes, parabdha, aparabdha, even the sprout you may burn, but the seed is still there. And when it rains, the seed sprouts again. Therefore, we see many, many yogis, they fall down. But the real devotee, he never falls down. Because the yogis don't understand one thing. After the seed, there's one more, that's called avidya. Parabdha, you can write them down. Aparabdha, kut, bij, avidya. Five levels of karma. The yogis, they try to burn everything to ashes by processes of meditation, by celibacy, by being truthful, by being clean. But what happens when there's a chance? The sprout comes again. Because they have not dug everything up from the root. Therefore, what is the root of everything? That is called avidya, ignorance. Ignorance of your real spiritual position. What is that ignorance, Madhu? Krishna bullies, say jiva, anadha bayarmukha, teva maya taradeya, samsaradi dukkha. When the living entity, he misuses his minute independence and chooses to be separate from the Lord instead of giving him satisfaction. Then the soul comes to this world and suffers. Pisachi pala mata yap. Pisachi pala yana mata chanahai. Aminitya Krishna das ekata bhai. The living entity, he turns away from Krishna immediately he's captured by illusion, like a witch. Pisachi paile yena matachanahai. Maya grasta jiva e budihai. He turns away from Krishna, immediately he's captured by the witch called illusion, Maya, and he becomes mad. He begins to imagine many things, like a person haunted by a ghost imagines many things. Amisuki, amuduki, amudasa prabhu. He imagines, I'm a king, I'm a servant, I'm happy, I'm sad. Amideva, amidaitya, abidasa prabhu. Sometimes he thinks I'm an angel, sometimes he thinks I'm a demon. This is called the catchings of Maya. Therefore, the yogis, because they have not surrendered to Krishna, therefore that avidya, that ignorance is still there. Therefore, the only way to dig out that avidya completely is to surrender again back to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Devi isa gunamaya mamamaya duratya mamevamya prapadyante mayamitam tadantite, Krishna says in the Gita. How you can cross avidya because it's my energy. The yogis out of false ego, I don't need any God, nothing. I will do everything by my own austerities, my own meditation. Good luck, buddy, how far you'll get against the illusory potency of the Supreme Lord himself. You cannot cross it yourself. Because of false ego, they do not surrender to the Lord. Therefore, that ignorance is still there. And Bhagavatam gives many examples. There was one yogi, his name was Subhari Rishi. He was thinking, how can I escape from the nice girls, the discos, the material enjoyment? I'll have to go somewhere where there's no material enjoyment whatsoever, no temptation. Where did he go? In the bottom of the Yamuna. He lived there for 10,000 years. Can you imagine how powerful he was? He could hold his breath for 10,000 years. Obviously, he's not an ordinary person. But because he made offense to Garuda, what happened? He was still trying to do everything without surrendering to Krishna, without becoming a servant of the Lord. Therefore, he has too much false ego. I am great. I am powerful. By my own efforts, I will understand everything. Not possible, my friend. Therefore, what happened one day as he was meditating, two fish went past his nose. He saw the male and female fish, and the desire came up in his heart, I also want to marry. An example, you take a big bucket of dirty water and you put it there. You leave it 5 days, 6 days, what happens? All the sediment sinks to the bottom. The water looks very nice and clean. But Venu, you shake the bucket, what happens? Again, everything comes up because that impurity has not been completely removed. It's only dormant. Therefore, kichit kavalya bhakta basudev parayana agham dunvanti kachnena nihirame vabhaskara. Prakshit Maharaj rejected that second process. That is also not enough. Kichit kavalya bhakti basudev parayana. Oh. Only one point of devotion to the Supreme Lord Basudev. Only that can completely uproot everything. Just like when the sun comes, it dissipates all darkness. When the Supreme Lord manifests in the heart, all ignorance is destroyed. My God, I wanted to finish that. I haven't even started. Therefore, Prakshit Maharaj rejected all other processes except the process of one-pointed devotion. Then, Prakshit Sukadeva Goswami, the Guru, was very happy. Yes. Nātata hi agavan rājam puyate tapa adibi yata krishna pita pranas tat purushana sevaya. Yes, king, this is true. Yata krishna apita prana. Only one who offers himself to the feet of Krishna and the bona fide guru, only that person can become completely purified. One cannot be purified by brahmachari, by austerities, by penance, or by any other method that I have previously described. And what's the proof of this? The proof of this is the history of Ajamil. Time is short. Unfortunately, I wanted to finish the history of Ajamil tonight because so many are here. But everyone comes tomorrow morning, we'll hear the proof of these statements in the life history of Ajamil. Ajamil Maharaj ki.
Jai.
Hellish planets ki.
Jai.
Bhagawan Rishab Dev ki, Sri Bharat Maharaj ki, Srimad Bhagavat Mahapuran ki, Go Premanandi.
Jai.